Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and YouTube and Facebook Live. Pete Gray here, along with Corey Sandin. Rock Cod Rick is on vacation this week. Well-deserved vacation with his family. And Joey Neese from Everingham Brothers Bait Company. What a great show, and we want to thank Joey for taking the time off the boat today to come into the studio. You're probably back on the boat this afternoon, I'm guessing.
Or do tomorrow you get a day night. Off? Yeah, we're back to fishing. We just finished our repower, and okay. We're going to go test everything out right now and get the season going.
Get it rolling. Yep. So, yeah, boy, great time here. Just a ton of questions. And, Corey, we're giving away a great prize
today. I know. It's so cool. Giving away an overnight trip out of Fisherman's Landing. So that would be for any open party trip available through Fisherman's Landing. You could book through the year there. And we're giving away that one overnight trip to a lucky caller or texter. And the first hour this morning on Saturdays is only on the caller side, but the second hour is only texting. So
yeah, texting.
You want to make sure you send your text via the app and send us messages. And it's truly an honor to have Joey Neves in here from Everingham Brothers Bait Company, man.
Thanks
it's so cool.
Me.
And just having a great show. So do you want to jump into the text, or what do you?
Yeah, well, actually, that's time for the catch report today.
Oh, we got Mark Fish. Yeah, there it is right there.
Fishdope.com report.
Right? Talking about bait and the best bait tanks in the world. And here it is. The catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fishman's Processing in San Diego, where you get your premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. And with more team members, Fishman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street. Or you can check them out at fishmansprocessing.com and make your reservations today. And have them.
They're going to be busy now.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Yeah, for sure. Good morning, Captain Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Pete, Corey, Joey. Great show. Fantastic info. And thanks for the kudos on the bait tank stuff. I really appreciate it there.
Yeah, those things are great.
Thanks, man. Thanks for all hard work keeping us supplied, man. That's a project.
Yeah.
But, hey, guys, this was a really good week for the more savvy private boat guys out there. You know, we kind of struggled there for a long stretch of a winter, and it looks like we're rolling into springtime, and with this nice weather and better conditions, there's some great catches in some areas, and then, you know, not so much in others. That's just the way of the world. But let's dig in a little bit here. So up north, you know, Santa Rosa, Santa Cruz, those guys up there scrounging around, there were some real worthy scores on halibut and sea bass both. Squid's always a top choice for both of those, but man, those guys up there have perfected the art of fishing those white flukes for both the species. You know, the halibut, they're just all over those, and the sea bass too. And I was talking to a friend of mine about fishing Catalina with those, and he just said, "I work that crowder all night for squid. I don't want my guys fishing flukes." So
yeah, it's hard work.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm sure they'd probably work here. Out there at San Nicolas, lots of cods, but no words on exotic. Didn't get too much coverage, but it's really nice weather now. Same thing at SBI, man, really good weather. We've seen some good sea bass fishing there, kind of crowded sometimes, but it's not real consistent. You know, they bite a day or two and quit a couple, so that's just the way of the world there. Nice halibuts up there and lots of cods, of course. And then great weather at both those islands, which is really nice now. And then there's Catalina. This is where it gets interesting, guys. Seen a major uptick in a sea bass situation. Started really 2 weeks ago. A bunch of new fish moved in here, looks like this week. And most of the stock spots, you know, scattered up the back for the most part, although I'm sure there's fish on the front. Just nobody is into that so much, except me, maybe. But east to west, there's fish on almost all the spots. A lot of opportunity there, and it's mixed grade. You know, some of the schoolie size fish, 10 to 15 pounders. There's nothing wrong with that, of course. And but a heavy sprinkle of real tanker grade fish, 50 plus. I've heard a lot about 50 pound plus fish this week. Best one was 58. And if you want a shot at landing that big fish, do not be fiddling around with that light tackle crap. It just don't work on the big ones when you're on the edge of the kelp lines. Just fish the heavy gear, 30 pounds a minimum, 40 is better. And make sure everything is perfect, because God, there's a lot of big ones here. So for fishing that sea bass, you know, there's typically three styles of fishing. You know, we love to fish those shallow beaches, the little edges, and right on the shoreline there, 3, 4, 5 fathoms like that. And then the edge of the kelp lines and deeper structure where it might be 8 to 12, 15 fathoms. And then out there on the bait grounds where you're catching your squid, 16 to 22 fathoms like that. And this week there was fish on all of those types of structure. Some of that up shallow, some kelp line fish, and then some fish in the dark on the bait grounds. And also out there on the bait grounds, we got a new player showing up there. Man, there was a couple nice big grade yellowtail caught, tanker grade, 30 pounders. On the bait grounds, as well as some of that really good halibut out there in the deeper water.
Sweet.
16, 17 fathoms like that. So, God, Catalina just, you know, it struggled there for a while. And like I said, in the last 2 weeks, it's really come around. And this last week showed some excellent promise. Can't wait to get over there and start fishing some of that sea bass. You know, I love to fish that front side. Most guys are scared to death of it. I love it because there's nobody around and a lot of fish there usually. And San Clemente Island got looked at. Man, it's still twilight zone. That whole backside was scoured by someone that really knows the island, and they caught nothing. And then, of course, what Frank was talking up earlier about that bluefin showing up down there in one-day range. God, how exciting is that? Flat, calm weather and biting fish in one-day range. So what a hell of a good week.
Yeah, what a great start. It's on, Mark.
Right,
it's on. And, of course, fishdope.com. Now is the critical time to have fishdope.com. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $30 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, P, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. And phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And I got to tell you guys, you know, you've heard that old phrase, you know, a picture's worth a thousand words. I got a picture yesterday morning. It's just, holy crap, 10,000 words worth of some Catalina fish. Yeah, it's getting really good, guys.
It's a big one, huh? A big one. We got to love those.
Punch.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
If you're saying that, that definitely excites
then
me.
And it's happening, yeah.
Right.
Go catch a big one. Hey, thanks, Mark. Appreciate that very much. And we will talk to you next Saturday with more good news, I hope.
You got it, buddy. We'll talk to you guys next week.
All right. That's it. Sounds good.
That's an awesome report, man.
It's so great to come in on Saturday morning,
yeah,
and see all this going on right now, right?
Bluefin or biting.
And you know what the deal? Look at the weather. I mean, we're finally getting some decent weather. I mean, you fight it all the time, right, with
the
weather.
A little bit more weather like this, and it's on.
Yeah. So, speaking of which, when the weather's up, is it a lot harder to catch bait?
It is. It's harder. That fishing that shallow water, it really doesn't give you a clear picture on your sonar, and it makes things tough. If we're fishing shallow and the swell's up or the wind is up, it makes it a lot more dangerous to push you on the beach. We're right outside that surf line a lot of the time. So,
okay, so what's shallow to you?
Fathom. I mean, we had to replace the whole rudder shoe on the rival 1 year from bouncing bottom setting so shallow.
So how do you
surfers
set in 6 feet of water with a net that goes down 300
feet.
Yeah,
right? You have to do it very precisely and carefully, or you're going to be there a while.
Yeah.
The surfers are not too shallow.
Yeah. No.
Put it that way.
That's pretty amazing.
I mean, we'll set in there so shallow that we'll let the skiff go. I'll look back, and you just see mud kicking up behind the boat.
Whoa.
That's a 110-foot boat. We're not in there in a small boat.
No. You ever wrap a surfer?
Nope.
You haven't done that yet?
You got to wait till they catch their set waves, and then
you get in.
And
then you get in.
That is hilarious. But the truth.
Yeah. You have a good text.
I do. There's a bunch of them coming through. This one comes from James in La Jolla. Thank you, James. And it says, guys, fascinating show. I always love to leave a nice tip and get really excited when I have the bait loaded up from the receivers. What's happening with the bait this year? And we've already answered a couple of those, mm-hmm. right? But everyone seemed resigned to fish anchovies, but it now appears the sardines are around again. And really mean it when I say I appreciate you bait haulers. Where can I pick up a shirt or a hat? And I've seen a few around and love to make merchandise or love some of the merchandise.
Merch stuff, baitbarge.com. Yeah. The company's got their website or Facebook. I think you can do all the orders or
you can buy it right online.
Stay at the docks.
Yeah, stay at the docks. Were you there?
I did. I came down.
Came down.
Yeah, I brought my oldest daughter down. We cruised around for a while.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
It's always a good time.
Yeah, what a great successful day at the docks.
It was a good turnout.
Fantastic tournament. And Captain Rallo's Kids at Sea did a fantastic. Raised a lot of money to take kids fishing. I know all the vendors there, like Fisherman's Landing, did great. Costa, the whole group did. It was a big day.
Yeah, it was good.
Huge thanks event. For coming by the Let's Talk Hookup booth too.
Hey, that's a free event, man.
It's a great event.
Pretty cool.
Let's hope we can keep it going.
Yes.
Yeah. And Frank, thanks to Frank at H&M Landing for really making that happen this year, because he's the
guy that
really made it happen.
And Rock Hunter Rick was mentioning that when he called in from the beginning that morning, right? Last week, and he was giving huge thanks to the new crew running it, you know? And it's awesome to hear.
Yeah.
And not that it was bad, it's more into, like Rockout Rick said, it's less face painting and more sport fishing.
More real deal fishing.
Yes.
Yeah. Like the Everingham brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. How cool.
Yeah, and I know Baker Marine sold a whole bunch of gyro stabilized binoculars of Fujinons and stuff. You guys use gyros on the boat?
We don't. I mean, I'd love to have a pair. I have a pair of Bakers that I've had for years, and they do amazing.
7x50s?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
They are amazing.
Yeah. It'd be nice to have a gyro on that boat.
It would be.
Yeah.
It'd be real nice.
Come on, Buck.
I don't know if they want to pay for it.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
You can see from turning left at the jetties at the point and actually see the turns diving.
You can check Tijuana from clearing the jetty.
Right. That's right. How crazy. Hey, I have a great text here from Jack Ramone. It says, fantastic show this morning. Does the water quality near the coast around Imperial Beach or TJ impact the ability to catch bait? In other words, like we hear about the sewage bills, the close the beaches, and does that impact you?
They like it.
They like it.
They like eating those little
whatever's
in
whatever.
There. They love the river mouth down there. We hate it.
Yeah, I bet. It stinks.
My guys are complaining every time we're down there.
Yeah.
If they're taking a quick nap and they wake up in Tijuana, they're looking at me like, come on.
Oh. Now, you have to fish on this side of the border, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the key. Isn't it?
Yeah, and there's a lot of times we'll have the seiners from below the point, and we'll be fishing almost cork to cork with those guys.
You mean below the border?
Yeah.
The Mexican seiners.
From Ensenada or whatever.
Yeah, they're hauling bait. Normally, if we're seeing them, things aren't very good for them if they're all the way up here. But, yeah, we set real close. If we see them there, and I have a school there, I'll go set it on purpose.
And try to push it over or whatever you got going on.
Yeah, just, we're here too.
Yeah.
Stay that side, we'll stay on this side, everything's
good. And that happens.
But, yeah, but if they're up here, they're having a tough time, but the fish love it there. They like that river.
Yeah, and there's that one section, it's like the river mouth north, it's like a shallower area.
Yeah,
from the river mouth to, like, the border, really, it's like a deeper depression, and they just love that zone.
They really love it down there.
Yeah. Yeah. You have a good text.
There's so many coming through. It's really cool.
Yeah, and this one comes from John Amira Mesa, and he says, there's been times when I'd be fishing at the beach in Torrey early before sunrise, and I'd see a bait boat close to the shore just outside the breakers. Is that scenario, are you typically fishing chovy or sardine?
If we're on the beach, we're typically fishing sardine, but that chovy does move in. The sardine doesn't like it. If the chovy moves in heavy, it'll push that sardine out. That's what's been going on kind of lately. Uh-huh. That chovy came in real heavy and it pushed the dean out. But It'll settle back in, but if you're seeing us up at Torrey, we're probably not too happy because down here below the point is our bread and butter.
Yeah.
And if we're having to burn the fuel to run up to Torrey,
And not only burning the fuel, Joey, but that adds an extra 4 to 6 hours on your day.
We're an 8-knot boat, so we're going nowhere.
And
we're going
long
everywhere very slow.
And if you're running, there are times where, like you said, you've got to go to Huntington Beach or
Newport or
Catalina.
Yep.
And I know from being there, and I can attest to it, a trip to Dana Point, like off the bank there, Ketchinchobee, you could get there, make an immediate set, load the boat immediately, and it's a 22 to 24 hour day.
Yeah, if we're
that's an entire day. That's
the days that we've had to run up to Newport or Huntington from down here, by the time you get up there, haul, come back down, unload, you probably got 4 hours to go home and do whatever you need to do and get back to the boat, and
here's two bait haulers like talking, sharing beverages and talking. When I started there for 6 months, check this out. We ran to Dana Point and Newport. We did not have a day off. John Pratt could tell you. Jerry could tell you. We literally did not have a day off for 6 months, and it was a 22 to 24 hour round trip. Most times they had to bring groceries to the receiver.
Yeah.
Yep.
Seriously.
Or send a guy. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Nonstop. Summertime, the last couple of years have been pretty good, but it's not uncommon for us to have 60, 70 day stretches, no days off.
Here's the other extreme, Joey. That here we are tipping beverages together again. When I started, I pulled net La Para by hand. Okay, I did it with John Pratt and Jerry Majors. Okay, and here's the other extreme.
What's
a lampara? It's a different net than a seiner. So seiner's a completely different net. La Para has wings, and then it's got a sack at the other end of the wings. And so you pull the wings and try to keep the bait in the sack region.
Mm-hmm.
Not a purse.
Yeah, you're setting more of
a
horseshoe than a circle.
I see.
We're like a round seiner where they're pulling the wings, everything back to the boat, and then you're left with the bag there.
And the net you're setting is basically the same net that they net tuna with, right?
Yeah, smaller mesh, 9/16, real small mesh.
Yeah.
It's no knots in the webbing, so it's real smooth, easy on the bait.
That's the idea. Take care of the bait.
Yeah.
Here's the other extreme of the long days. We would set with the Lampara right outside of Ballast Point, load the Evco, and from an hour from the time we left the dock, we'd be unloading at the receivers.
Wow.
I know that's why I draw the other extreme.
Yep. There's a lot of days where we have to drive over a lot of sardine coming out of the bay.
Because you're not allowed to set in the bay?
Nope.
No,
we can't set in there. They love it in there. And if it's piled in the bay like it has been, it just moved out again. But when it's in the bay, it's normally not below the point. So you have to look at it the whole way out of the harbor and then start looking when you get out there. It can be frustrating.
And probably the other frustrating thing, too, is that when you're down south, if it's over the line, if it's over in Mexico, you're looking at it.
Bird schools banging on bait.
Yeah.
And you're going, oh,
and you
my
can't
God.
Touch it.
Yeah.
Hey, this isn't necessarily related, but it is to our subject matter today, but it's from Nick in La Jolla, and he says, Hi, my son and I love listening to your show every weekend. What is your recommendation for getting a young fisher experience to transitioning into longer trips, half day, full day, overnight? My son's 5, and he's obsessed with fishing. So, you used to run a sport boat. I mean,
no, I never ran a sport boat. I always fished them and love fishing.
Yeah. I'm sure you grew up in a family. How old were you when you started?
Started fishing
just
for fun.
Yeah.
I met my dad or my grandfather used to take me down to Buzalaki's down there and just fish off the dock. I was teeny tiny.
Wow.
So, as long as I can remember, I've had a fishing rod in my hands.
Yeah, I think I started when I was 5 or 6 or like that.
Yep.
It's just a matter of just, starting on a half-day boat and, when he gets comfortable on the water, half-day fishing. You could even take him to one of the local lakes or something like that that plants trout and stuff. Just get him into fishing, but then transition into the into the half-day boats. But the most important thing is just make sure you pick the right conditions. There's so many good weather apps today.
Yeah.
You know exactly what the weather is going to be like. You don't want to take them out there on a day when it's bad. I remember when I was a kid, I spent a lot of time at the rail when I was younger. But I still went, and I wanted to go again,
yep.
You know. But it's just a matter of getting over that. But if you start them out, pick the good days of weather, and then like right now it's rockfish season.
Yeah.
And then move up as he gets older to the longer trips, a 3/4 day trip,
yeah.
Then a full day trip.
Make it fun.
Make it fun.
Make it fun.
That's
half day is a good place to
good
start.
Good place to start.
You're,
yeah.
You know, you're in and out, and it's a good time.
Yeah, and there's a lot of good half day boats. You know, the Dolphin here out of Fisherman's Landing.
These guys are the best.
Fred out of the Daily Double at Point Loma Sport Fishing, and of course New Seaforth out of Seaforth Sport Fishing.
They love kids
they
on the boat,
kids on
man. If you're fishing with Shorty or Brian on the New Seaforth,
yeah.
Or here out of Fisherman's,
yeah.
Or Fred loves children.
Yeah.
He's mentioned it on here.
Absolutely.
He loves kids.
So
bring
them
out.
Take them fishing,
yeah.
For sure. Go to one of the half day boats, and again. Just watch the weather, check the weather apps. We have a lot of links on our website, letstalkhookup.com. A lot of weather app links. Look at windy.
Yeah.
Make sure the wind's down, and get them out on the water. Definitely.
It's a good one.
Corey, you have a good one, huh?
I do, for sure, Pete. Good morning, boys. What a great topic. Question for Joey. Do you ever get a look at the bait and not decide to take it because of the size? And
yep.
That comes from Mark in Lakita, and he says thank you.
Yep. Yep. We... if you're looking for sardine, you may make a haul and it's chovy. You dump it, you let it go. Or if it's not the size you're looking for, if it just acts bad, sometimes the conditions are out of your control. So if the littlest thing with bait can freak it out, and if you know that load's not going to turn out well, you typically let it go and try again.
Like if it's not going to work out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it doesn't look good, we just won't load it. But for the most part, we're real delicate and know how to take care of that stuff and bring it in, you know, best of our ability.
And I know it's something that that Buck Everingham holds very tight and close to the loading procedure.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a trade secret, really.
Yep. Yep.
And it's so important to mention this, though, because... it's so unique, and every bait boat up and down the coast, when they load, they use a braille, and they have to
yep.
get that bait so tight, and the bait
scaling up at that point.
Yes,
yep.
and the braille goes in, and it's not knocking it. It's
no.
not like it's the only way they can do it.
Yeah,
and they put the braille. It's a monster scoop that holds 200 scoops or whatever
yep.
it might be, and they put it. They have to get the bait tight enough in their sack that they can actually put the braille into the sack,
and they don't like it.
And it's happening. It might take them 20 minutes to load.
Yeah, I think Mark and Paul up there just went to a fish pump style.
Oh,
that
they're
having
go,
really
yeah.
good luck with.
Oh, okay.
On their
Pedro
bait company.
Yeah, on their new boat.
Now, do you communicate a lot with the other bait companies?
We will. James and Jimmy up in Oceanside. We talk a lot with them. John, being that he's up in Dana Point. Most
John
of the time,
Pratt.
John Pratt.
Yeah.
He talks to those guys a lot. We'll bounce stuff off. I mean, you'd be surprised on how quick something will show up down here, and then within a day or two, it's up in Oceanside or vice versa. Hey, James, you know, said it. They got sardine yesterday, and this depth, you know, at this time of the day, and normally you'll start looking, or maybe you haven't been checking that depth and stuff. We always. You know, if you're hurting or need some info,
you share.
Yeah, yeah.
You share. That's
and
cool.
The biomass travels that quick, too.
It's really quick. I mean, you can have epic fishing today and
gone
go
tomorrow.
Out tomorrow. Yep, it's gone.
Yeah, for sure. Good news on the front of the sand bass situation.
Okay.
The California Fish and Game Commission approved a 4-fish limit for 3 years this past Thursday. And it was the narrowest of margins, 2-1.
Oh,
I guess there were only 3 commissioners present. Maybe the other ones didn't want to vote because they were afraid or something. But anyway, so 4-fish limit for sand bass has been approved for 3 years. And I want to throw out a huge thank you to Ken Frankie at the Sport Fishing Association of California, to all the guys at CCA California, Tony and Chris, and of course Wayne was there, I'm sure, too, and the sport boat captains. Captain Fred from the Daily Double, I know a lot of the sport boat captains went up to Sacramento to comment, or they participated in the process that we talked about extensively about last weekend. But thank you all to all the people that went out and supported that, because the other side was there too, and we won by the narrowest of margins.
Isn't that something? Great news.
It's justice. You know what?
Yeah.
It's the right thing, and there's not the issues that they were trying to make, and fortunately, thank you, commissioners, that voted for the right thing to do and the real science.
And fair too, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
It's good, like you said, for both sides. Now, within that 3 years, Pete, could that be intervened and be...
I think when they make a decision, that's the decision.
Okay.
3 years goes fast, though.
That's true.
So yeah, that's why you have to be a part of CCA California to fight that fight that we do every single day. And speaking of which, you know, we have the big dinner coming up May 1st to honor Dave Pfeiffer. So there's still tickets available for that. The CCA California San Diego chapter, May 17th.
Nobody wants to miss that one.
Well,
come on.
It's important that the apps and taps, it's good. But your local chapter, support your local chapter.
Pete, you just glazed over it. I got to say it. Pete's being honored.
Yeah, well, thanks.
Okay, on May 17th. And how do we get our tickets, Pete?
CCACalifornia.org.
Okay.
There's the events tab on CCACalifornia.org, and you can just buy tickets. And for the big dinner and the Anthony Shea Award for Dave Pfeiffer, for the apps and taps on the 17th, or any of the events at CCA. But this is an example of why it's so important to support CCA California. CCA California, Sport Fishing Association, do a lot for the Everingham brothers, too, right?
Yeah.
And keeping
Zach,
the
Ken Frankie, that there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes here, and without those guys, you know, making it possible, it'd be really tough.
Be kind of a nightmare.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah.
And it's so hard, Joey. Like, people don't understand. You know, I think back to like the Cannery Row era and the sardines, mm-hmm. and they said they fished them out. You know, and it just. And I always think in my heart, there's no way they can ever fish them out, right?
It's all cycles. Everything's a cycle.
Joey, you said the key word right there.
Yep.
Cycles.
Yep.
Tuna cycle.
Yep.
Right.
Trovian sardine cycle.
It's all the same. They're all have tails. They're moving.
And I've mentioned it on air before, and your defense, right, mm-hmm. on air. And Chovy and sardine do not mix.
Nope.
Like, there's one population that dominates over the other. Like,
yeah,
they don't mix together.
Occasionally, you'll get mixed schools, but if that Chovy moves in heavy, like it did a couple months ago, if it hits the coast hard, it pushes that sardine out.
And where does the sardine go? Deep water?
Maybe deep water, yeah.
Yeah.
And you can't catch those schools. And you can catch it out there. It just makes it more difficult.
Yeah.
But that Chovy will take over. And until it pushes back out or moves up or down the coast, you know, everything will settle back in.
Yeah, for sure.
Well,
let's head up to the Eastern Sierra right now and talk to our friend Ryan Dorfer in Venture and Company. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Hey, doing terrific. A big weekend, 1 week from today, the Eastern Sierra Trout Opener, right?
Yep, 1 week from today. Gosh, it's a beautiful day today, and the extended forecast is looking nice, so I think we're in for a great opener. Lakes are looking good, and I think they're stocking fish. I know Crowley got a bunch of fish, so it should be a great time.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, what about adventure and camping? Do you still have some availability for your campers for the opener or the few weeks after?
We do. It's going fast. We're down to the last few. I just checked the openings this morning before I came on the show, and we do still have a couple of our smaller units, be good for just one or two people, but we do still have a couple of big bunkhouse models open. But I don't expect those to last. I think, people kind of wait till the last minute this time of year and kind of see how the weather is and then, decide. So I'm sure those will book up this week. I got to tell you, after opener, things kind of open up a little bit, and that's a good time to come up. So if you're not sure you want to come up for opening weekend, the first couple of weeks of May can be great.
Yeah, well, no doubt about it. Now, what's the weather forecast for the opener? Have you looked?
It's going to be a little chilly, but doesn't look like any rain or snow. But just maybe partly cloudy with some of that crisp morning air and beautiful sunshine in the afternoon.
Perfect trout fishing conditions. And so describe for our listeners what Adventure and Camping is for those that may not be familiar with it.
So, if you love to camp like we do, but you don't like to set everything up or you don't want to drive your trailer or your motorhome up from Southern California, what we do is we have a fleet of travel trailers. We take those out for you. You tell us where you want to camp. We service from Bishop north to June Lake and the Vining. And what we're going to do is we're going to set up the trailer of your choice in the campsite that you choose. We're going to set everything up, show you how it works. You're going to enjoy your stay. You don't have to worry about doing anything, setting anything up. And then when you're done, we're going to come pick it up and take it away.
Wow. Couldn't be simpler than that. And I see these people driving down the highway with these big towing these big motorhomes or driving these big motorhomes.
Can you imagine going up to 395?
White knuckling up there. Oh, the stress and everything.
No!
It's like if you want a stress-free camping vacation, Adventure and Camping is the key. Because you don't have to do any of the setup. And the work just begins when you get there, right? I mean, Joey's like, been
sounds
there,
like
done
you're
that,
doing
right?
all the work for him.
Yeah,
sounds real nice.
So basically, you just show up, enjoy your camper, and then when you leave, you throw the keys on the dash and
lock it up and leave.
That's awesome.
That's it. Yep.
That it couldn't be better.
We're gonna make
than
it
that.
As simple as we can.
Yeah, and you have campers that accommodate two up to like a whole family, right?
Yeah, so we have some smaller models that'll be good for, two people or maybe a couple with some small kids, all the way up to some that'll sleep seven or eight, So if you got a big group of guys that want to come up for the weekend, we have some big bunkhouse models that would accommodate that. And we can do everything from, just your basic camp setup all the way up to, some of the trailers that come with a griddle. We're going to, give you your firewood for your campfire, your camp mat, your chairs, your table. So really all you're bringing is just your bedding and your food, and you're ready to go.
Wow, fantastic. And you can do it all online at adventureandcamping.com, right?
That's correct. So if you go to adventureandcamping.com, we have a pretty interactive website. You can see all the different models we have, the campgrounds that we serve. And if you're not sure where to start, you can either email or call the office. Shannon's really good about getting back to you and answering any questions you have. If you're a first timer up here, you've never been to the area, we're going to give you some suggestions on where to start and get you out there camping.
All right. So once again, adventureandcamping.com. The season is on. Book your opener or anything in the summer all the way through September, October is a great time too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to go through mid-October. And for your listeners that are new to adventure and camping, we're going to give those folks 20% off.
20% off for new adventure and camping people, for Let's Talk Hookup people. Just mention Let's Talk Hookup.
Mention.
Yeah?
That's it.
What if you're booking online? How do you do that?
So I'm making a note in the comments section, and then Shannon's going to get back to you and talk to you about your reservation and just mention it. She'll go back and forth with you on email or phone, and real easy. We make it super easy to book your trailer and get you fishing. Fishing, hiking, mountain biking, whatever you want to do up here. Our goal is to make it to where you have more fun. We're going to do the setup for you.
That sounds perfect. And from Bishop all the way up to June Lake, the entire area, that's a lot of campsites for sure.
Yeah, you have a lot to choose from. So if you're not familiar with the area, or maybe, you have your favorite spot and you're not sure where else to go, if you go on our website and click on the campgrounds link, it lists all the campgrounds we service, whether or not those are reservable, how you can contact those individual RV parks or campgrounds if you need to talk to them about something. But Shannon's really good about answering all those questions too. So she's in the office right now Monday through Friday. And then once we get kicked off for opening weekend, you can contact us 7 days a week.
All right. AdventureandCamping.com. Ryan Doerr, thank you very much. And we'll talk to you real soon.
That sounds great. All right. Look forward to it.
Appreciate
it.
Man,
at Adventure and Camping, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, hey, what a fun, like, family outing for the summer, right?
Yeah. Jillian, sounds like a really good time.
Right? Simple.
It's super simple.
Way better than staying in a hotel.
Just show up and have a good time.
Yeah, right? I love it.
I know. I love it, too. Hey, we're going to be right back. More from Joey Neves when we return in Everham Brothers. And a huge shout-out to Buck for allowing us,
yeah,
too, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Right? Hey, we're going to be right back. You're listening to us on the Let's Talk Hookup app and YouTube and Facebook Live.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I've spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414. Or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, you know, I was just with my buddy Mark Wheeler from Encinitas Ford, and he just picked up a brand new Talica 16A.
Oh.
What a beautiful reel that is. And you talk about power, the difference between Talica 2-speed and the Talica 2-speed A. They're both amazing reels, but they've just made the perfect reel even better. More free spool, more drag, smaller, fits more in your palm of your hand, but yet holds the same amount of capacity.
And Pete, the bluefin are biting.
They're biting.
It's time.
It's time. So Talica A now comes in 12, 16, 20, and 25. So check it out at your local Shimano dealer, the new Talica series, the Talica A series from Shimano.
Take a closer look at the Ford F-150. You'll see hard work, a great adventure, and so much more. Inside and out, it's designed for the family, the road trip, and the most demanding job. The 2025 Ford F-150, whether it's gas, hybrid, or all electric, to meet your needs. From California's best-selling truck brand, it's time to see Ford in a new light. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today to see the great selection across the full truck lineup.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup and having
what
so
a
much
great
fun
show.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
you
really
know.
Great. And thank you and Buck and the whole entire Everingham Brothers team for coming on. You know, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of people, you know, maybe there's some controversy or something, but there should be no controversy. You should just bow down and be grateful to these guys, as I am. And when I go to the receiver and I see the guys at the receiver, they're such good people scooping your bait. Thank them. Bring them some food or something like that, some treats, and make sure you tip them, too.
Yeah,
those guys work their butts off.
Yeah, they work 5-12s. They're working 60-hour weeks.
Wow.
So day or night, they're
and
they're
living
there. Yeah,
living
much.
On
you're,
the bar.
You're spending half your life out there.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Thank
them.
You did that.
I did it for years.
So
did
that was
really?
A part of your step of getting to
I started. Yeah, I started in Mission Bay and went to San Diego and did days, did nights, but it's 5-12s. You know,
yeah.
365 days a year.
What's the harder job? Working the bait receiver or running the boat?
Oh, I mean, the stress levels and everything else running the boat.
It's the boat.
It's unbelievable. But I mean, those guys have their hands full out there. You know, they have to manage that bait and deal with us.
Yeah.
We're not happy. They're having a rough day.
Yeah, dealing with the public.
Yeah.
And Pete, too, like long-range fishermen, you know, I mean, The guys that work at Long Ranch, Brian Kiyohara, Tim Ekstrom, the whole crew, they've got tough lives. I mean, they're out for who knows how many days, but it's structured. And you look at these guys, the bait haulers, they're working equal amount of days, but I'm telling you, and I know from experience, the most screwed part of the whole damn thing, Pete, is you don't know your hours.
Nope.
You cannot plan a life.
No, you cannot plan anything.
They cannot plan a life, yeah. I'm telling you.
On your job, for sure.
Yeah. If you typically in the summer, if you plan something, you're going to have a long day.
Yeah. Because you don't know, like we mentioned earlier.
Like you can't buy tickets to the Padres.
No,
you're not going to make it. You won't make it back to the dock.
Yeah. But I mention this because Joey's too humble to mention it. And it's important for our listeners and the sport fleet to know that. I mean, I'm sticking up for John Pratt, Buck Everingham, and Jerry Majors and your crew in that whole mention.
Yep. And we're out there. We're trying to catch the best bait possible every day and get it in there and keep this whole thing rolling.
So what are your stresses? You talk about the stresses. Is it the finding the bait and or setting in the shallow water, or what are the different
stresses? It's a little
bit
of everything. It's really conditions depending. You know, you could do everything right and have a sea lion come up, swim under the bag and blow bubbles and freak that bait right out, and you're watching it, all your hard work scale and go to
crap.
Yeah, pretty
right
much.
In front of you.
Yeah. You know, so it's fighting the conditions, and if you have swell and you're the fish is shallow, and it's just you got to be real careful.
Bringing that big boat in on a swell in the shallow water, you got to really watch
everything. Everything has to go right. You know, for a good day, hauling bait, everything has to go right.
And then setting a net that goes down 300 feet in 10 feet of water.
You're committed. Once you let go of that skiff,
you have to really be on it, huh?
Yeah. Yep.
That's a lot of stress.
It's
because if you hang that net and you wreck the net, what's that cost?
A lot of hours.
A lot of time. And we do all the maintenance and everything on
those
things.
So
you have to
resew the net.
You're sewing. You might be putting in patches or
days worth of stuff.
And your crew's not happy.
Yeah.
The barge guys aren't happy because you're not unloading. And so it's the littlest thing. You know, it doesn't take much for a sanded down lobster trap to put a 50, 60 fathom hole in your net, and then you're on the dock sewing in the middle of the sun, and then you're got to be back out that night. So it's the littlest thing can really flip your day around.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, great questions here from Jason in Point Loma. He says, "Good morning, gentlemen. So cool having Joe on the show, talking about learning about bait. This is an awesome question. How many people does it take to run the operation, and can you pull up in a kayak to the bait barge?"
You can pull up to the kayak. Yeah. They have a kayak scoop. They can sell you
the
amount of bait.
The small bait, yeah.
How
many people
on our boat, there's four. There's myself and three crew members.
And which the name of your boat?
The Rival.
The Rival.
And that's all boats are four guys, typically.
Four guys.
Occasionally, we'll bring an extra guy if we have one. But
and what are the jobs of each of those four guys?
You have a skiff man. He's in the skiff, and he's the guy that you'll see on the receiver unloading on the deck of the receiver.
Uh-huh.
And then you have a spool guy who's running the hydraulics, and you have a guy on the winch. So everyone's split
and
up. Everyone's got their job. Yeah, and I'll be in the wheelhouse.
The wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all those four guys, Pete, think about it. They all have to know how to do everybody's job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you got to stand in at any
minute. It only
minute.
Takes one guy to screw everything up. So if you got a guy that's not, you know, have focused and paying attention, it can throw everything off.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Yeah. It's four guys running that whole darn thing, Pete.
Four guys.
Right?
Pretty amazing. Yeah.
I know it. And to get it loaded on the boat and get to the receivers and unload it, it's a talent.
It is. It takes a lot to get good quality bait in the receiver.
That's a talent part.
It and slam it on the boat and put it in a receiver, but it's not going to go well. So to do it all to where you get the quality product, it takes a lot.
And I think that's why it's important, like coming from, I know John Pratt, coming from a sport fishing background.
Yeah.
And you.
It helps.
You as well, but also working on the receiver, I did the same thing.
Yep.
Like you understand.
Learn a lot.
What's wrong and right on the receiver, and you can correct it or do right on the boat knowing it's going to be better in the receiver.
And that's part of, those guys are doing a really important job, and it's working with us. If we know that something happened during a load, it might not be as good of quality as it needs to be, then we'll let those guys know, and they'll mark it and try to put an extra couple days on it before they turn around and
let it settle down.
You know, it's we all have to work together, because if they send something like that out right away, then, you know, it could ruin someone's trip. And so it's, everyone's working together. There's, I think, over 50 people working for the company between the receivers, the guys doing maintenance, building the wire cages,
yeah,
and maintaining the boxes. And
it's a lot going on.
A lot going on.
A lot. You know, the management part of it and the books,
yeah,
and everything.
Yep.
So how does one become on the boat like you? Do you start on the receiver and then you get promoted to being on the boat?
You don't have to. It helps because you learn the operation. You'll learn how to unload bait. You're going to learn the minor things that you won't have to teach them once they're on the boat. And then you can see what kind of, how dedicated someone is as well.
Yeah.
It takes a special person, man.
So the guy on the receiver may not be the guy you're looking for on the boat.
Yeah. I mean, you got to want to kiss your summer goodbye. You're going to work every day. Yeah.
Kiss your life goodbye.
You know, you're not going to make plans. You're not going to... You know, get call me in the game. Middle of August and say, "Hey, my wife booked these tickets. We're going for 3 days." Well, no, you're not.
Yeah,
you know, we're fishing. So
yeah,
it takes.
Well, so when do you take your vacation?
We just got back. Actually, we take a month off every year. Each boat takes a month off. We took March, so we came out of the shipyard after our repower and took our month, and now we're back.
And Pete, wrap your mind around that. They take a month off, which is awesome and cool. But it's January, February, and March.
Yeah,
it's not a
sweet month that you're taking off. It's normally typically raining and not the best weather.
Yeah, it's a tough job.
So
I'm just trying to say, guys out there, be grateful to Joey and his crew.
Yeah,
out there. Hear that sonar clicking in the background?
Hear
that's Mike on the Tribute. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Doing great. We're talking bait. We're praising the Everingham brothers, which I know you do every day.
Yeah, we got some of that stuff on the boat, and it's pretty good.
Yeah,
nice.
Good deal.
Did it work?
So far, yeah. We kind of spread out last night. Everybody kind of went different directions to relocate that the bluefin, and it was found. We were about 35 miles away from it when it was found. Us and a couple other guys went into the east, but we picked up 3 bluefin here after daylight. We lost a few. We've seen some really nice schools, and some of the guys that were out to the west last night ended up getting some really nice scores. I'm sure you heard. I think the Supreme ended up with about 90 bluefin, a couple other good hits, 30 to 40 fish. So we know where we're going to be tonight. So we're looking at schools here. Like I said, we picked up 3, slid on a little school, lost a few. But the last breather that we stopped on was like, I don't know, it was probably a quarter to a third of a mile long. It was pretty ridiculous. Our sardines did not slow them down in the least.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Beautiful.
That's wow. And the good news is it's within 1 day range. It's biting. Weather's good. So what's in store for your trip today, Mike?
So we're actually stopped on a kelp here right now. We're looking at a couple yellowtail that don't want to bite. I know that I think the angler had a kelp for about 30 yellowtail down in the same vicinity here, right next to us this morning. So there has been some decent yellowtail fishing if you get on the right kelp, but. We're looking at plenty of fish, and like I said, we know where we want to be here tonight. And on these day and a half trips, when you're fishing, you know, at this range, you get a night, basically 2 nights of fishing out of it in a full day. So the longest day and a half trip you'll ever see.
that's cool. So what's in store for you this week? Can guys get aboard the Tribute?
We're chartered Friday night. We just put up Wednesday night because of what happened here last night and what we've seen this morning. So Wednesday night, early departure, day and a half, 5 p.m., Seaport Landing. And then after the weekend, we're full schedule. So we weren't going to start full schedule until May, but this looks pretty darn promising. So Seaport Landing, 619-224-3383, seaportlanding.com, tributesportfishing.com. But our weather is great. Great sign of fish. There were some great catches last night. So, I think we're all in from here.
Fantastic, Mike. Get Mike from the Tribute.
The bait is great.
Yeah, and the bait is great. All right. Thanks. Thanks for catching us up and keeping us posted on this. The season's on. So get on the Tribute at C4 Sport Fishing and go fishing. Thanks, Mike. We'll look forward to hearing from you soon.
Tomorrow.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Man, that was awesome hearing about the
really good about calling us and keeping us updated, and we appreciate his time doing that. It's important. People want to know, right?
Right.
It's like, should I go? Should
yes,
I stay?
You should.
Time. Yeah.
Do
like,
it.
Oh.
Do it.
Like Frank LaPresti said earlier, there's a lot of spots open right now. I mean, the fish haven't been, you know, cooperating. And
it's gonna, though.
Yeah, I know.
It's cooperating now.
It's time to get on.
Yeah, 100 fish in one night on the Polaris Supreme. Gotta love that.
Bring it on.
Yeah. All right.
Good time.
So what's the deal there?
Well, I've got a text here. It says, good morning. Great show. I love the bait guys and how they drive our fishing scene. The question, is squid showing throughout the Bight of California. When do you ever see squid down here, and can we expect to see any at the receivers this year? And that, thanks, and a great job you do, and that comes from Mike in Oceanside.
We do see squid. We don't haul it, and we don't put it in the receivers. They lay eggs. It's a big mess.
Yeah.
Most of the guys, if they're selling squid, they're selling it straight off the boat.
Uh-huh.
But that stuff will lay eggs. It'll clog up all the sides of the wire. You got to pull the wire and clean the wire, and
it's just not worth
it. And there's not enough people buying it to really make it worth it.
So and different than if somebody in like the San Pedro hauls it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's different because those guys are up at Catalina, they're fishing
and everything. Yeah,
right.
But down here, we typically
you could haul a lot of. You probably see a lot.
We see it.
Haul it.
We see it. We'll you know relay info to. I have buddies that are on squid seiners and different stuff. So. Yeah.
And do
we'll
they use the
know.
Same? They use a purse seine net.
They do. They use a smaller net.
A smaller purse.
Yeah, if you catch too much squid on a small boat, you'll roll that boat right over.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's been boats that have rolled.
Yeah,
doing
plenty
that.
Of
yeah.
them. Plenty.
Yeah. Like
how crazy would that be?
Oh, it's
not fun. I mean, we've had
Joey's
big hauls on the Rival. Thank God that boat is so big. But when you have a big haul, I mean, that it's listing the boat over big.
You're, really. And you're going,
questioning
whoa.
Your decisions. Did I make a mistake here? So
so if you get into that session when you have a haul that big and you go, wait a minute, I got to let some of this go. Is that possible?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You really try to not do that because we're fishing for quality. We're not fishing for market.
Yeah.
We're not trying to catch as much as you can catch.
Right.
So if you have big schools like that, you find the edge and you go take a piece of it. Find the edge, find the direction, you'll take a piece of it.
Because you want the quality,
you
don't want to crowd it.
You don't want, yeah. So if you catch too much, it happens. You know, sometimes you'll let go and get another sweep on your sonar, and you go, oh boy.
Uh-oh.
So you try to turn off it the best you can, but you still have to set your circle. You have to do what you need to do.
Sure.
But once it gets down, the net gets smaller, you're rolling that on. You can dump leads, and that stuff will just swim right out. Even when we load our fish, we'll take what we need. And when we let our leads go, the whole rest of that school will just coast right on out.
Swim
and
right
swim.
Out.
There's no dead loss. The Buck and his dad designed an incredible way to haul bait.
Roy Senior, Roy Everett.
There is not a dead piece of bait pretty much from a haul. So we
really?
Take exactly what we need. Everything else goes back live. And then even with the sport boats, you know, those guys are taking a load of bait. Half that bait goes over the side without a hook in it,
sure.
And it's live. So it's just it kind of keeps the whole process going.
It's such a environmentally friendly
it really is. It's,
thing. You only take what you can use,
yep.
And the rest goes swimming,
yep.
and you'll catch it another day.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's so unique. You know,
it just
it really
glides
is.
Right out too.
So Hills and Ventura has an interesting question: are there more than one species of sardine, and are you catching grunions sometimes?
We do get grunions.
Yeah.
There's a ton of it right now in shallow, but that's typically shallow water stuff. You'll see pompano and little tomcods and the beach bait. We call it beach bait. You'll see it in the summertime.
And what do you do with that?
Scoop and you go, what?
And there's actually, Joey, there's been a few questions about brown bait too.
Yep.
You know, and that's
you'll get
part of that.
That stuff will ruin your day because
you'll
the brown will layer up. On top, underneath the sardine, so you'll be sonaring a good school. It'll meter like sardine. You'll get them ready, let it go, and you'll have sardine flipping in the net the whole time. But you go to bag up, and it just turns gold. And
what's that?
You can't load
that's,
it. Just
that's
gold,
brown bait.
The color of the brown. Yeah.
Wow.
And thankfully, you can let them all go.
Yeah, you just dump it. There's no saving it. You'll want to load it sometimes. You'll see the sardine, but. It's just not
worth it.
No, yeah, you gotta let it go.
Yeah, gotta let it
so
go.
So crazy, huh?
Wow.
Isn't that cool? I mean, it's a neat, fascinating thing that we have.
Is that the same thing with grunion? You just let it go?
Yeah,
you can catch it.
Well, you don't normally get that so heavy that
because it's
gonna
really
wash
tight
your load out. But
yeah. Grunion don't. I mean, I need to admit, Grunion do not run in like huge schools.
No. We get a lot of those big, huge smelt too.
Jack smelt.
Yeah, the big ones.
Yeah, interesting.
But that stuff normally doesn't screw you up.
They're just a few. I mean, yeah. it's not. They don't. Grunion don't run in deep schools. And,
yeah.
They're just a thin layer. Anyway, we're going to be right back. We're going to find out who's won this overnight trip out of Fishman's Landing when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and YouTube and Facebook Live.
Power your boat with Norse Lithium, the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Our batteries deliver unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power, packed with cutting-edge technology like Deep Sleep to eliminate phantom draw. Built with rugged BCI-compliant cases, they're designed to handle the toughest conditions on the water. Stay in control with the Norsk Guardian app. Monitor performance, track battery health, and unlock advanced features right from your phone. Charge with confidence using EvoTech Onboard and DC-to-DC chargers for fast, efficient, and hassle-free power management. Designed for maximum compatibility, these chargers keep your entire system running at peak performance, so you're always ready for the next trip. With a 10-plus-2-year non-prorated warranty, you can trust your batteries to perform for years to come. Our industry-leading warranty ensures you get the most out of your investment, with dedicated customer support if you ever need it. Upgrade your marine power today. Set up your custom system at NorseLithium.com or visit Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood. Norse Lithium. No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Searcher Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's searchersportfishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk a Cup. We're going to go ahead and flip the coin.
Caller, texter.
Look at that. Jason in Point Loma is going on an overnight trip out of Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah, and thanks to Carl at Fisherman's Landing for processing. And thank you, Joey and Buck and the entire team at Everingham Brothers Bait Company. Thank you for taking the time today.
And Brian Kihara. Brian Kihara for making it happen.
Yeah, putting it all together and such. Thank you. It was super great show.
Yeah, I had a good time. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it was good. And, of course, baitbarge.com if you want to get swag.
Yeah.
Wear the Everingham Brothers T-shirts and
hats.
And
they have updates on bait on there, too. What the barges have currently and...
And their Facebook page is the best way to find out what bait is in the receiver.
They update it
all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really super cool. So baitbarge.com, Facebook is just Everingham Brothers Bait Company.
Yep.
And we'll see you back on the boat, and we'll see you maybe at the receiver.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks for being there. Appreciate that very much. And hey,
next
Corey,
week.
Thank you for being here. Tomorrow,
Let's
Talk Hookup. Yeah, don't forget, Happy Easter. We're going to be celebrating with Captain Dwayne Diego from Pinnacle Sport Fishing.
That'll be fun.
That's going to be great. He's going to have some insight, especially with this bluefin going around, the sea bass and stuff like that. Dwayne is always a wealth of knowledge. He just came back from travels all over the South Pacific.
And can't wait to hear.
Have some good stuff. So that's 7 to 9 a.m. right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app. YouTube, Facebook Live, and of course, tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m., 97.3 The Fan. We'll see you back here.